todolisthome.com. Welcome. I'm your host, Tony Teolis, and we're keeping track of things to do for a better life. Today is April 13, 2012. This is episode 76 of the To Do List Home podcast. Get more water with catch, store, and use systems. Coming to you from Northern Virginia in the USA. More information on this podcast and others can be found at todolisthome.com. The song of the day is The Soft Parade by The Doors. Jim Morrison, one of my favorites. Recorded on The Soft Parade from 1969. Watch and listen through the links that can be found in the show notes. There's a classic long 10-minute live version of it with today's links at todolisthome.com. What drives this? This is my way of paying back years of using the internet for research, learning, and improving permaculture techniques to help build community, sufficiency, and reliance. Retiring at age 55 or younger, and thesurvivalpodcast.com. Go to thesurvivalpodcast.com today and learn how to live the good life if times get bad or even if they don't. Todolisthome.com is your stop for learning things that help to make life better. We save you money and time. At least we try to. Our home projects and endeavors for making a better life become stories of how we put past experiences and research together to present you projects with a purpose. It should always be important why we do the things we do, especially if we're trying to make a better life. Connect with us. Listen to us on iTunes and podcasts. Watch the To-Do List Home videos on YouTube channel Tokyo73. Follow us on Twitter and be our friend on Facebook. Links to all these sites are at todolisthome.com. You'll find files that you can download for your to-do list. Share your to-do list ideas with us. On our to-do list today is get more water with catch, store, and use systems. As you may or may not have guessed by pictures in the show notes at todolisthome.com, or from your own experience, a rain catcher is a rainwater tank, a rain barrel, a rain catcher, or whatever you want to call it. It is simply that, something, a large barrel designed to catch and hold rainwater runoff from your roof. Well, why would you want to do this, you may be asking yourself. I know it's April. I know it's hard to imagine what a long, hot, dry summer may be like, but it's coming. And having a little extra water around for my gardens is always a plus. Moreover, it's free water. In Virginia, I am able to go ahead and catch rainwater and use it as I please. At least for now, that is. Eventually, I would like to put in some rain catchment device in place that would be used to flush my toilets as well. Currently, I pay about $40 a month for water use, sewage use, and service charges. So anything extra I can save by using that which nature provides helps to keep the bottom line in line. And as the future progresses, water only becomes more expensive. I know I get my bill on a quarterly basis, and already it's $10 more than it was a year ago. I'm not using more water than I was a year ago, but the water's becoming more expensive. And each time we flush a toilet, no matter how we try to conserve water, it uses 5 gallons. That's a lot of water for flushing. Extra rainwater to help with that would certainly save a lot. Yesterday, I was very fortunate to be selected and be a part of a tour of my daughter's class going to Monticello, and I was a chaperone. Monticello is the home of Thomas Jefferson, if you may not know. I'd always wanted to visit there, but being as far away as it is, I never felt like driving that far, but taking a bus ride with a bunch of school kids didn't seem like a bad idea. I was able to get there and spend about 5 hours at this really interesting place. Thomas Jefferson loved gadgets, and he loved growing plants and trees. I wish I could have had an extended visit as his home as a guest back in his day. There were so many things to see and so many things to be surprised about. I can't go into them in detail here today. But for one, back then, in the early 1800s, he didn't have the internet, but he did have a device where he could basically read and review 5 books at a time. He also had a device where he was able to write letters with one pen, and it was a recording device that would mimic his pen marks through a second pen, and he would be able to copy every letter that he wrote. He kept copies of them, which is why we know so much about this person. Those are just a couple of the things that he had in his home that really interested me, that really let me know that he was interested in trying to make things better, just like we do here at todolisthome.com. However, the most awesome thing that I saw at his place was his 3,800-gallon rainwater collector. I have a picture of that today in the show notes as well, and I was just almost awestruck by it. Just so much water. Just think of the possibilities you could do with the 3,800 gallons of water. I was already planning to do this episode, and in fact, I wrote it on the bus ride down to Monticello, but Jefferson's rainwater collector made it all the more important for me to get this information out to you today. The practice of rainwater catch and store that I employ is something that I will build on over time. The Indians saved water, and what is wrong with that? Rain catchers used to be regular features of rural homes in particular, and in many places around the world, they are still widely used for everyday water consumption. Now think about that. When was the last time you had a glass of rainwater, and around the world, people are doing that as part of their daily routine without even thinking about it? To put a rainwater catchment system in place, you could go online, and I have a link to one online today, and make an order for something in the range of about $145. And that's to provide you with something that has lasting quality and appeal. For me, that's always been a bit too expensive, and they never seem big enough for my needs. Additionally, I'm not looking for a continuous water supply for my gardens through rain catchment right now. Thus, I sacrifice appeal and durability for something that works and provides water to thirsty gardens in a pinch. The pictures at todolisthome.com depict my rain catchment system, and it's pretty simple. I use 35-gallon garbage cans from Walmart, some screen door screens to keep out mosquitoes, silicone sealant, and a PVC on-off valve. Total cost for the rain catchers that I have in place were less than $15 a piece. I have two of these systems connected to my rear downspouts. They are each equipped with overflow runoff connections and together provide about 70 gallons of water, which almost covers a half week's watering of the 400 square feet of gardens I manage. I use them all the time, even now, to augment watering, but they are particularly useful during dry summer spells. Around here, we get the late afternoon thunderstorms pretty often in the summer, in August and July, but the rain evaporates quickly and comes down too fast for good absorption. Holding water in the tanks that I have lets us disperse it where it's needed most, when it's needed most. It's not a perfect system by far, it's nothing like Monticello's, but through this learning experience, I plan to put in larger food-grade water tanks with filters in the future. Here's the big list on ways that you can get more water and get more money that you spend on water. First, be smart and store enough drinkable water wherever you live for at least 60 gallons per person. Don't go out and buy it all at once, but get a little at a time and build up a nice supply. Next, conserve water. Be smart about it. Fix leaks around the home or apartment or flat or hut or whatever you like to call your abode. Make use of gray water. And that's the water that runs off from your sinks and your washer. Use rain barrels under downspouts. Build ponds. Hoogle culture your garden beds. That's Hugel culture, your garden beds. Learn skills as taught to the British Special Air Service. I have a special link at todolisthome.com in today's show notes for this. When you're out in survival techniques, practice some of these at home in the backyard with the kids. See if you can actually catch water for true survival purposes. You just may need it someday. Build swells and ditches on contour. And I have links to Gaia's Garden and Food Not Lawns, a couple of books that I recently reviewed. So I have links to those books as well as my review of those books and the great references that they have for learning and managing water capture on your property. So why is water catching and storing so important? Well, it's the right thing to do. It's a safety issue, it's a cost issue, and it's a knowledge sharing issue. Plus, plants and trees love rainwater over utility water. There's so much that rainwater goes through as it falls through the atmosphere, getting ionized and capturing nutrients only found up high. We must also realize that the more dependent we become on complex systems, the more we are forced to pay the piper for the going price. According to my latest water bill, we used 8,300 gallons of water during the past month. If I have a roof that covers approximately 1,000 square feet, then 1 inch of rain would yield about 625 gallons of water. Potentially, with the right type of systems based on average rainfall for my area, I could provide about 25% of the water through rain alone that we would need for our use. 25%, that's huge. That would cut down my use of water from the utility right now to about 6,000 gallons and cut the price probably at least by $50 per quarter. However, to get such a system requires simple steps first. Thus, my experimentation with rainwater capture over the last 3 years is a work in progress still. Another reason to start experimenting with this is because in the state of Colorado, installation of rainwater collection barrels is subject to the Constitution of the state of Colorado, state statutes, and case law. This is a consequence of the system of water rights in the state. The movement and holding of rainwater is inextricably linked with ownership of water rights and is enshrined in the Constitution of the state of Colorado. So that means even though you own your own land, the state of Colorado owns the rainwater that falls on your land. Son of a bitch! If you're not thinking about it already, son of a bitch! In short, that means it's basically illegal to catch and hold rainwater in Colorado, and I'll say it once again, son of a bitch. Don't let that happen in a state where you live. That's it for today. Now go and catch some rainwater and do something useful with it.